Back with you on a Monday evening, a Memorial Day night, our special show. Obviously, we take you right into Panther hockey. Can they wrap it up this evening and get to a third consecutive Stanley Cup? Well, we hope so. Obviously, that's coming your way. But our first hour is going to be baseball. We started off with Bruce Aven, the head coach at American Heritage Plantation, who won a state title this year in his second year as head coach. And certainly, five teams from South Florida. Last week, talked South Douglas. We talked St. Thomas. Tonight, obviously, will be about American Heritage Plantation, Miami Springs, and a team that has hadn't won a state title in over 10 years. Their second state title. This is a program that, in the finals, rolled to a 6-1 win. Certainly, a team that finished with 26 wins this year. And capped it off with a state title win over Wesley Chapel after coming from behind to beat Fort Myers. I'm talking about Hialeah Gardens Matter Academy. Humberto Bencomo is the head coach, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, first of all, congratulations. It was great talking to you on Friday morning, and I'll bet the feeling still hasn't worn off.
Oh, thank you first. Thank you for having me. It's been amazing. I mean, what can I say? We're still celebrating.
Everything was down the stretch with all these teams. You played some of your best baseball. You know, after losing, we talked about American Heritage losing to them 3-1. But after that, you guys kind of turned it on a little bit. You beat some really good teams. You showcased your pitching. At the same time, you scored a lot of runs. Talk about the character of this team, because obviously this was a program, you know, that started off with a 1-5 record to start the year, and then you guys caught fire and you started believing in yourselves, finding some leaders. Talk about this team and the makeup, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, we started with a 1-5, and we continued to bounce, and we know we got into a streak, and we got into the month of February wasn't our month, but once we got into March, we got into our groove. We had a lot of injuries, you know, key injuries, you know, from all over, infield, outfield. And towards, I want to say, right before our playoffs, we got everybody back. And then we just went on a tear. These kids were determined. Like, nothing was going to stop them, you know, at all. So it was a group effort, team effort. It took a lot, but, you know, at the end of the day, we got what we signed up for.
Right. I mean, and you worked hard and all the kids came together and you got some big games, you know, out of some seniors like Rosario, who you and I talked a little bit about. He was kind of a catalyst for you. Jonathan Esponda came through for you. Yoki Covedo. Talk about some of those kids, because, you know, when you have seniors like Noguera and some of these other players who have been there before, you know, Brian Arrieta, guys who were leaders, some of your younger kids seem to play off of them. Did that happen year? Did your seniors kind of catch a little bit of fire and said, hey, listen, you know what? We're a really good team. Let's go out there and play like it.
Oh, big time. Aker was the heart. Brian Arrieta was another senior that came in and just did what he was supposed to. You know, Rosario was lights out as a guy that played two way. You know, he hit, you know, he played every day. Kitty pitching, you know, it takes a lot out of you to be playing the field. You know, Vladdy Balapina was the guy that, you know, was hurt pretty much all of March. You know, he was not hurt. He was just, you know, sore and had stuff going on, and we were just taking him slow and getting him ready for the playoffs. And he came up big in that semifinal, came in and pitched four innings, shut out. You know, it was just a lot of seniors. They spawned that was big. You know, he got thrown out. He got thrown out in the semifinal game. But at the end of the day, you know, he, you know, his team picked him up. You know, our left side of the infield with Jodelkis and and Brandon Lorenzo, which are juniors. Thank God we have them back for another year. They were pretty much shut down. You know, everybody, even guys off the bench, you know, Dennis Fernandez was a guy that was, I think, hurt after, I want to say, maybe 5-10 games into the season, came back. I want to say maybe the second round of the regionals.
Right.
Was a big part of coming back and helping us, do what we did. But our seniors are absolutely 100%. You know, they were big time. You know, Jody La Rosa, another pitcher that played. You know, and it was a guy that pitched and played every day. So it's guys that went out and gave it all they had. So at the end of the day, you know, it was a whole round team effort. Since day one, they were determined, you know, and
yeah,
we had one goal.
Yeah, and they never quit, which is a great thing. Humberto de Bencomo is joining us, Mattar Academy state champions. Coach, you know, I asked this to Bruce Aven, and I asked last week to some of the other coaches. You know, I think about 15 or 20 years ago, they had the best 2 out of 3. They didn't come back with it for a number of years. They came back with it this year. There's a feeling that if you have one pitcher, it doesn't really benefit you, because if you play 2 out of 3 and you use that one pitcher and you don't have any other arms. But in this case, the 2 out of 3s, you beat Atlantic, you shut them, you know, 2 shutouts in a row. It came back against Pines Charter, beat Varela, obviously sending you to the state title. How do you like that? Do you like those, the little 2 out of 3 series? You like the best of 3 type of series?
Does that
benefit you a little bit?
I love it. I mean, it obviously this year it benefited us because we have pitching, and we're going to have pitching for next year as well. So, but I, whether you have pitching or not, I sincerely think that the 2 out of 3 is always, if it's not always, it's a big percentage that the better team will come out, you know, winning. Because at the end of the day, you know, whoever's the better team is going to come out of 2 out of 3, because you got to beat that team twice.
Yeah.
And somebody can beat somebody. Somebody can beat somebody in one game, you know, and, you know, we lost games throughout the year that I don't think we should have lost, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's you compete, and some days you come out and you're in your A game, and some days you get beat. But at the end of the day, I will tell you, I'm 100% for it, for now and for always. Whether we have pitching or hitting, I just think the 2 out of 3 is going to get the better team to advance always. So I'm 100% for it.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. I mean, I think it's, you know, I mean, it's baseball. That's what it is. It's baseball. Because the other way, if you have that one guy, you know, it's like Little League. When you're in Little League, you have that one kid that can throw, and you use him like once a week and you win. This way, there's a lot more strategy as a coach. I'm sure from your standpoint, there's a lot more strategy going on. But whatever it was, Coach, it worked. And you guys played extremely well. Yeah, extremely well down the stretch, and I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations to you and the school. I know it's big, having a state championship, the second, first one since, 2014, and you guys came through. And that was really nice of them to honor you at the spring football game the other day. They had all the kids out there with their medals, and certainly something that's a really decent thing. Are we going to see you back again next year? You got that nucleus coming back?
Yeah, pretty much. We got everybody coming back. Obviously, we don't have our seniors,
right?
But we have, everybody's coming back. The only ones, obviously, is Baker and Noguera and Rosario and Vladdy, right, and Haley and Brian and, you know, Anthony and those guys. Obviously, they're seniors and they're going to go out to college, but. You know, we'll have our core, you know, with the Duckies and Brandon Lorenzo, Dylan Fernandez, Sponda, you know, Jacob, you know, all those guys. You know, it's our team is young. You know, now we're going to have the heavy part of our hitting lineup is they're all seniors. So
yep.
I expect to be back. I expect to be back with a state championship again. Yes, we
Good
believe
stuff.
We will. Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough, man. I appreciate you. We'll run into you soon.
No, for sure. Thank you, and pleasure meeting you, Larry, and thank you for having us.
Anytime. Coach Humberto Bencomo, state champion, Mattar Academy, right here in Hialeah Gardens. What a great job that they did.